Good.
Now, Aaron. Kelim Chashmalim, electric appliances. Talking about taking things to the mikvah. Now we're talking about electric appliances. Kelim Chayavim Betvila. Kelim Chayavim Betvila. If you have electric appliances, you have to take it to the mikveh. But yeah, if it's possible to take the mikveh, you could put them in the mikveh and then dry them. So you should do that. Yeah, a kumkum, a little tota, sandwich maker, you hold it that it won't destroy. But if a person is afraid that it might destroy it, yeah, or it could might be destroyed. Then what he has to do is to bring it, either he himself knows how to make it not functional for its use, right? And then a Jew puts it together, and then it's a Jew made it, so then it's kasher. Or, that's one advice. Second advice is, he has a friend who's a goy.
Really?
So let's say he has a neighbor who's a goy, and he gives him a, as a present, and he borrows it for him forever.
Okay. It's too bad you can't do that with cats.
You give the cat to the goy?
No, give the toaster oven to the goy, to the cat.
Shop. What about, you know a thing that makes toast? That makes a...
Toaster?
No, that makes just a... You just put like the slant, you put the bread in and you press it down?
Right, toaster.
Oh, the toaster? Okay. Oh, the toaster and toaster oven, two different things, right?
Right.
And sandwich maker, which is also a toaster, but it's a sandwich maker toaster. Okay. So a toaster little thing, you don't have to take the mikvah at all. Why? Because it doesn't prepare the food. The food is prepared already. You don't need it. You don't eat from it, and it's not preparing the food. If you're eating from it, okay. If you're preparing the food with it, I understand. But if you're not preparing the food from it. The food is prepared. It's a piece of bread. You just like it that it's a little bit dry. Therefore, it doesn't have to go the mikveh. So Moshe finds it. He doesn't bring anyone else. Achana takli l'adbala. Now, before you take a kli the mikveh, so then, you have to prepare it for going to the mikvah. Kliya omed la'atbala, right? The kli that you're going to take for it, you have to go to the mikvah. Chova shiye naki lechalutin mikol yichluf chaluda. It has to be completely clean. No chaluda. Chaluda is rust. No rust on it. No dirt. Clean it well. Clean it well. And you should take off all the stickers. And the glue.
Mm-hmm.
One second, wait till we finish.
So either the answer is not a good answer, or maybe I misunderstood the question. You have to match up something.
That's me, no?
The answer is
no.
The question.
No.
I don't understand the answer.
It's Mordechai.
So an article I was saying, your answer.
You record.
I said, how do you make it?
Okay. Now, listen to this, okay? If there's a sticker on there that it hardly takes anything of the kli, and you want it, you like it, it looks nice, there's a red thing on it or whatever, right? It's not considered chatzitza, and if you take the mikvah with it. Yeah? Also, if it's something that you took off the sticker, a little bit left on it, you don't care for it, you still can take it to the mikvah. But if there's something on it, the chatchila, you took it to the mikvah, you don't want it on it, you want to take it off. Right? And you were lazy, and you just dipped it with the bracha, to make a bracha again, and dip it again. Ve'lo oleh. It's chamur. Yeah, this is the rule. There's a rule in this. Kol chatzitza nimtzet al miyut mishtach pnei akli. Every chatzitza, barrier, it's between the vessel and the water, that's on the minority of the vessel, and most people don't care for it, like the price, something really cute that you don't care for. Right? And also the guy who owns the kli, of course, has to not want, to not care for it. Then you can put it in the imu with this chatzitza. It's not considered. Whereas chatzitza, also by a woman going to the mikvah, same idea. If a lot of times, chatzitza, if it's something so small and the woman doesn't care for it, you ask a rabbi, and he tells you, oh, it's not considered chatzitza because she doesn't care for it.
Doesn't care about it.
Same thing with this kli. If it's something so small and you don't care about it, and most people don't care about it either, take it to the mikveh, even with it. So you try to clean it off. And a little bit left, you don't have to be yotzer tzadik ma'apifior, as they say. You try to take off the chatzitza, but it didn't come off. And it's only a little bit left, and not a lot, is it? So then you don't have to. Okay, weiter. Kli amukav mikama chalakim. Afilu chelkam asuyim mimin sheino teun hadbala. If it's a kli, a vessel which is made out of a few parts, even if part of them don't need a mikvah, like we said, a blade which have, with the plastic attached to it, or with wood or whatever, you don't have to take it apart. You put the whole thing in a mikvah. Yeah. But you also have to make sure that the parts that, even though they don't have to go to the mikvah, for example, you have a plastic with a blade, a knife with a blade, and the knife has a lot of stickers on it and everything. You say, the plastic part of the knife, or the wooden. You say, it's just on the wood. I can put it in the mikvah. No, the whole thing has to be clean. Since you tether the whole thing together, the whole thing has to be without a chatzitza. Yeah, even the plastic and the metal. And the plastic and the wood. Yeah, of course. As much as you can. And whatever is left, if it's an amount, a little amount, it's not over most of the kli, and you don't care for it, you could tether even with it. Okay, mekoma atbala. Now, what's a mikvah? What's a mikvah considered for kelim? Atbalat kelim. Tzarich sh'taseh b'mikveh b'mayan sh'yesh b'hem 40 se'ah. It has to be in a mikvah or in a mayan, in a spring of water that contains 40 se'ah. 40 se'ah is in liters. It's, I don't remember. But then, let's look at it.
No,
what is that? I don't know how much it is. It's basically, it's enough for a person to travel in. His whole body. Yeah. That's about, not a lot of water.
It's half a meter by half a meter by 2 meters.
Yeah? Half a meter by half a meter by 2 meters. The person could also crash in it also.
You have to be...
Yeah. Okay? So? Yeah. Or in the sea. Girls travel in the sea. Okay? Any place where a woman is kosher for her to travel for nida, you could put also the kelim there. You could also put it in a bowl, which is full of 40 se'ah of rainwater, yeah, of course. Mayanot v'na'arot, מדבילים מהם שמיים זורמים ואינם מכונסים במקום אחד, למידה וכל כל המים נישאה כלוח של המעיין כמעיין עצמו. If you have a river or a spring water, right? Spring water which comes out and the amount of water is always flowing, but then you don't have to have 40 se'ah in one place. Even if you don't have 40, but as long as the amount that's flowing is more than 40 se'ah, it doesn't stop. Right? It's dripping a little bit. You have to put it inside, immerse it inside. And there's more than 40 se'ah flowing. Yeah? So then it's kosher also. Also for women also. And the nahar is great. If you have a river, like if someone lives in a place on the mikvah, there's a river, and a lot of the country is rivers, take it to the river. You go broken, you know.
There's a pond,
pond
outdoor.
Pond?
Or lake.
It's a safek.
It's from rainwater.
Who said it's from rainwater? And maybe, the problem is that even if it's from rainwater, where does it go out afterwards? Does it continue afterwards? Does it stay? If it's rainwater, it has to be in one place, you said, right? If it's flowing water, it's always going out also. It's not considered in one place.
It has to always be flowing.
No, opposite. Not flowing, it has to be in one place. Mikveh has to be... Mikveh, the word mikveh means gathered in.
To a lake or a pond.
You have to make sure that it's gathered. Many lakes and ponds. On the other end, it's flowing out. Right?
No,
so it's a safek d'oraisa. Safek d'oraisa l'chumra. You can't do that.
Kinneret.
Okay. Yeah, but the kinneret also has his own sources of water. Yeah, of course.
And it goes into the
water. Yeah, but we said again, if it's water that comes, that's from itself, from the ground that comes out, yeah, it doesn't have to be in one place. Even if it's zorev, it's fine. But if it's water, rain water, then it has to be in one place. The kinneret, a lot of the water also comes from the bottom, not all from rain water. Right? There's mayanot chamim and mayanot stam over there.
Then it should be good.
Yeah. And the sea is always good. You either go to the sea, to a river.
Gedi is okay.
And Gedi?
Far down there.
We're in the Dead Sea?
Dead Sea?
I don't know. I don't know about the Dead Sea.
I don't know about the men, you have to ask
if it's kosher for a woman to tevel also. If it's kosher for a woman also, then you can take it to them.
Where danger to go down
in the water? Not if they do tevel. If it's halachically kosher for the women to tevel, and then it's halachically kosher for the kelim to be tevel.
No, it's
not kosher. Some, yeah, some ladies there.
It's very dangerous to go down in the
heaven. Yeah, no, I don't know about that. Let's see, I don't know about.
There's a difference between the
woman and the man. Of course, a big difference. There's a big difference. A men's mikvah, men are tevel for tumat keri, it's called. It's tevel every day, but it's considered for tumat keri. For tumat keri, any water, even shu'ubim, which right now in the karka, right now they're in the land, standing, a 40 se'ah, it's good enough. Even a pool. Some pool of water is kosher. Even a bathtub. Fill up your bathtub, go to the mikvah. Fill it up to the top, that's a kosher mikvah, it's 40 se'ah for sure. You're in the mikvah, it's perfect. You don't have to go anywhere. I mean, you probably pay more when you fill the bath every day. But you don't fill it every day. You have a special bathroom, a mikvah. Great, you have a mikvah in your home. A men's mikvah. What? You don't have to have rainwater for men. No. No. Have the water that's in the ground. No. Yeah, but for women, no, it's all the halachas, like we just said. You have to have a mikveh which is either spring water or seawater or rainwater, which is gathered 47 in one place. All these things have all kinds of halachot. So what do they do usually? They have a otza, right? So let's say there's a place where there's a men mikvah and a women mikvah in the same building. One side is the men during the day, and the other side is the women at night. Okay? In between, there's something called an otza. Otza of water. What's that? It's a treasure. What is that? There, it was completely dry. And then, it was completely dry. Not even one drop of anything. And they filled it up with 40 seah of rainwater. Or of ice. Yeah, whatever it is. And they melted it. Snow, whatever. Yeah, snow. I mean, not ice. Snow. And they melted it in there. So then, you do hashaka. What's hashaka? Once you have 40 seah of kosher water, you can put as much water as you want. As much water, whatever touches it, becomes a mikvah also. So what do? You fill up a mikvah, and then you open a little cap that connects between the otzal and the mikvah, and that whole thing becomes a kosher mikvah for women to tevel in. Even for women to tevel in. So if there's a men mikvah, let's try to do it also for the men. Why not? They have a higher purity. Yeah? And then when they want to clean the mikvah, they close the pkat. Whatever 40 seah is in there is still 40 seah. Now it's mixed with other water. It doesn't make a difference anymore. It's the same. It's as if it's rainwater. They empty it out, clean out the mikvah, and again they fill it in and make the touch.
It's not shakar. Usually, most places I think they do shakar to the tzar and then they close. Once there's a shakar, you can close.
Yeah.
Not just when you clean.
Yeah, but
you don't want to really.
Right. Because you want it to stay clean and everything.
Right.
You do a shaka once and you keep it close.
And or it's not clean at all.
Next time, or that it's not clean.
The dirty one.
Right. Yeah, it's true. Em matbilim v'shelek ela klei sfuchim. We don't take a vessel and put it in the snow. Midoraita. But the Rabbanon we do. Therefore, klei sfuchim. Glass, which is the Rabbanon, like we said, you're allowed to take it to put it in snow. Right? If someone, the last storm that we had here, had a cup that he bought, his wife told him to go to the mikvah, he said, no way. You tell her, okay, no problem, taking it outside, take it outside. And, yeah, you can't go until there. Yeah. But it has to be that all the snow is in one place. Okay? Not the... one place. An amount of 40 seah. In one place, and they have to cover the kli completely. So I would take it to the mikvah.
So you could build a large snowman and have it at the bottom.
You have to have it in a kli in one place, I think. No, no, just in one place.
So you just build a snowman out of it.
So you said that the other day. You said that balak is more strict.
Yeah.
Balak. Man.
Yeah.
I mean, you can roll in snow. You know, it's 40
snow. Yeah, but that's for the Rabbanan.
It's anyway the Rabbanan.
No, you weren't. I told you yesterday.
Yeah, for men.
Oh, for men is the Rabbanan. Yeah, roll in the snow.
It'll be covered
completely, though. No. For men, there's a certain way to do it. You did it? You did it in the last storm?
It's snow, right? I put on the kid.
Naked? Naked?
No, and I boxed it. My brother gave me $1. He's like running outside and rolling the snow.
How cold was it outside?
It was freezing. Baltimore snow. It's like this. These socks and underwear.
Okay. Yeah. You ever done that? No?
You're a crazy brother.
Next time we snow, we'll all go together to some roof. You don't have to. Rabbeinu says you don't have to. You both do sitting on cloudy. You're good. Okay. Hamadbil. Till now, we learned about what we're matbil, what we put in the mikvah, what is the mikvah. Now we're learning about the person who puts in the mikvah. Akol ksherim natbil kelim, benish, benisha, afilu goy o katan. Everyone is kosher to immerse kelim in water. Man, woman, even a goy, and even a little kid under 13 years old. But if it's a goy or a kid under 13, we don't trust them for the tefillah. Therefore, if an adult, a man or woman, are supervising over them and see that they're doing it correctly, fine. If you don't, so you can't trust that they did it correctly.
A goy wouldn't say a brachah, would
you? A goy would say a brachah, a Jew would say a brachah.
You would say a brachah?
No. Goyim, bro.
So why do we say a goy is a...
That's it, a person is a cripple.
What?
A cripple person is a cripple. He can't, a cripple, you say?
Yeah.
In the chair, he can't put the stuff in the mikvah.
Yeah.
He has the guy who takes him in the wheelchair. Yeah, he looks over.
Did we just say a goy could do it?
Yeah.
Without a bracha.
Yeah. Without a bracha. A goy is a bracha.
That's what I said. A bracha and a goy is a
bracha. Maybe, I don't know. Let's see. Soon we'll see more halachas about this, okay? Now, if a 12-year-old, some say that if a 12-year-old took a clay zchuchit glassware and toveled them and he said I toveled them correctly, so some say that since glass is more lenient because the rabbanon, you could rely on what he said. You said I did it correctly. Okay. But if someone was a mumah, what's a mumah?
Liar.
What?
Liar.
Mumah? No, mumah is someone who became Buddha or became Christian or whatever. And he did Azbarat Kelim. He goes to his parents are religious, and he helps his mother. He can do Azbarat Kelim. A goy can do Azbarat Kelim. A mumah cannot do Azbarat Kelim.
What do we learn from that? Usually Jews that leave, they hate Jews more than
the... Mar says, Tamid Chacham, the Chacham was a Tamid Chacham, and he left, is worse than someone who's Tam Amal.
Wait, the mumah is worse than the goy?
He's regarding this, he's a Jew. He's a Jew, but it's like a knas.
It's a similar reason why Kohen could be tamed to a goy, not to a Jew. But Kohen met.
Yeah.
So like,
it brings many poskim here, Avadia and all kinds. So there's a few things that come out of what we said just now. If he's like a goy, so you could give him the kli for a gift and take it and borrow it for life. If he's like a goy, right. So you put it in the mikvah, it's not considered anything. And if he becomes back to Judaism, then he has to tevel his kelim again. He does shuvah, he has to tevel his kelim.
No, what is example of someone would be like, oh, I don't know, women against women before the wall or those other.
No. Mumah became a different religion. I don't know, maybe a reform, that's what it is. They're a different religion. They're not Jews, so what do they call themselves Jews?
You know, somebody
who
doesn't teach Shabbat is not a Jew.
No, but he believes. He just doesn't teach Shabbat.
If one of us is Jewish, he's Jewish, no matter what, where he's at.
Of course he's Jewish, but we're not talking about if he's Jewish or not Jewish. We're talking about, could he put the kelim in the mikvah or not? Is he on the deen of a goy or not? Not if he's Jew or not. What is Jewish?
Yeah?
He has to keep... What's his status but regarding the halacha?
Yeah.
So the mice, if he's a reform, is probably a different religion.
He probably can't let a reform. Because it's more dangerous, why?
Right, because they say, oh, this is Judaism, it's wrong.
But they're going to say this.
That's a, what's his name? The other guy, the Yeshua, Yimach
Shemot Yehudah.
They're
going to have different halachot for Tzvilat Kelim. Can't you do it in the bathtub
or something? They don't use the mikvah.
Use the pool. For Giyu, for converting to your form, they use their pool downstairs. Yeah.
Right. But half the time they don't even do that.
Not even that, right. Just give us a check and we'll give you a
exactly.
You think they're Jewish.
The normal course for reform is, let's see,
500?
10 classes, an hour each, and 6 books.
Yeah, that's what reform said?
That's what I did.
And you became reform?
I went through all the steps, and the final meeting was... I'm sorry, I'm not ready yet. Because I wanted to go through, I knew what the real thing was, and they weren't the real thing.
Okay. A kid who became bar mitzvah, he can't say that the keilim that he did when he was before bar mitzvah, he did it okay. We don't trust him. Only for glass, but not for metal. For metal, we don't trust them. Okay. So the guy who does it, he doesn't. If a guy does it and the Jew supervises it, he doesn't make a bracha. No one makes a bracha. He just type it. Even without a bracha, it's.
Yeah,
but if a kid does it, he makes a bracha and puts it in the mikvah.
On the same criteria, if you're having, if you bring your kids to help you toivel, you're making the bracha. You're supervising them, bringing it in.
No. If who's toiveling them?
They're the helping. They're putting it in.
No, so they make the bracha.
But I make the bracha.
No.
I don't make the bracha.
You don't make the bracha. The one who puts it in makes the bracha.
Okay.
One of the first in the first one makes the brush.
Okay. So then I put the first one in.
Then they can do it.
And then they can do the rest.
No problem.
Okay.
The mikveh Dushinsky is the women come to do the kelim, but they can't get in because it's right in the entrance of the men's mikveh.
So what do they do?
Usually they stand on the side until some man says, "You have kelim, give me, I'll tell them for you." Because they can't, that's not often to stand there. It's very narrow.
But they made it in their own place.
No, they made it for men. It's in the wrong place.
I mean, only men can toilet.
It's in the yeah, it's where it's not in a women's place. Specifically, the truth is, in the time when there's no men going in and out, they can go in and toilet and leave. But when it's a time like Erev Shabbos, you're coming now, Erev Shabbos, and all the men are going to the mikvah, come on.
So we have our
so a man
come early in the morning and go blue. Don't come when men are coming to the mikvah.
So why doesn't the man help the helper?
Because he doesn't. He's in America. Because he's not feeling well. Because he's divorced. I don't know why. Whatever the situation is.
He thinks it's her job.
What? He thinks it's her job.
Ah.
That's what you're looking for.
Maybe she's single. Today people are single, right? A lot of people are single. Huh?
It's a miracle if you marry today. A miracle if you marry today.
Yeah, much. This generation. Who gets married? And if you get married, who stays married? Go look at the Hashem Elachem. Go look at the statistics of divorce.
I'm just going to get divorced anyway.
Yeah.
My daughter's turning 18.
So,
she should find a husband.
Amen. המדביר כלים של אחר עובד הבעלים נתן להם תפילה ולא מבין את הלברך עד בלי יש לדמי של הבעלית. Someone who takes someone else's kelim to the mikvah, they consider it going to, it's good. But, if the guy didn't ask him specifically to take it, he can't make the bracha. If you ask someone specifically to do it, then you can make a bracha. You can make the bracha. Again, if I take someone's cane to the mikvah and he didn't ask me to, I'm just doing him a favor, he doesn't know about it, I could dip them and bring them to him and tell him it's kosher, and it is kosher. But I can't make a bracha on that tefillah. But if someone tells me, Ishai, please take a cup to the mikvah, and I take a step to the mikvah, then I can make a bracha on that. Okay?
Let me ask, yeah, we're going to the mikvah. Do you need anything taken there?
That's considered sending you. אז תצאו לצנדים. בעלי חנויות כלים לא ידבינו את הכלים שבחנותם אלא לאחר שקנה הלקוח רוסיה את הצוידים. Right? People at stores which have mikvahs in them only at once the person or the customer bought the vessel only then the guy should take it to his mikvah there in the back. But if he didn't buy it yet it's not like a mikvah, it's like, even if you took it in the mikvah, it's nothing. Okay? Okay. So someone who puts the kli into the water, so how does he do it? He holds the kli with his right hand, and he says, Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech haolam, asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu, al tevilat keli, or if it's many, al tevilat kelim. You add the mem at the end, it makes it plural, right? Even if he said I'm one kelim, tviat kelim, or he said I'm many keli, fine. Let's make another bracha again. You could do it sitting down, you could do it standing up. Because some mikvahs, like in Batayin over there, yeah, Mayan over there, to get to the mikvah, you have to do it down on your knees. So you could make the brachos down on your knees, and you don't have to be standing up down. You don't have to put it with the right hand. You have to mix rough away. What? Why not? From where?
They don't have the mikvah by the regular mikvah?
They probably do. I don't know.
The man's out.
Yeah, but if anybody goes to the Mayans, they load your car up and you go.
I walk.
If you walk, then they, maybe it's not so good. It's high purity. What do you mean? It's kosher for tefillat nisha.
They say David the Melech comes in.
Which one? One on top?
One in
There's three. One on top, one in the middle, one on the bottom.
The water's connected then, huh?
No.
The one that you come in and you see the water wash coming out of the tunnel.
Yeah, the one with the mivneh built around it?
Yeah.
It's on top, in the middle.
Can you need water when you're doing
this thing?
What? Can you
need water when you're doing the camp? Yeah, to make the bracha, you have to, we said already, if the water is clear, right, you have to hug yourself. Or, half your body should be outside the water, as long as the heart doesn't see the elbow. So then you're bracha. And also, for Shingon, same thing, your head has to be covered. But technically, you could. If you're wearing a bathing suit, no problem. A bathing suit will keep on your head. So. It's kind of cold to stand so long in the water. I don't know if you've been to these Mayans, but they're cold. Ezra, I see Ezra the Mayan. Better than all the 20-year-olds are like, and he jumps in. Ta ta. Ubachul chazak, Zera Beyazim. Top. Asha, okay, 2 more minutes. If you have a kli that you're supposed to take the mikvah without a bracha. Yeah, for example, you're not sure if you need to go to mikvah, all kinds of situations like that. It's better to wait until you have to buy a little cup, which is for sure needs to make a bracha, and then you make a bracha on that, and you include also the one which is the safek, and you can put them both. Okay, you don't have to. Yeah. Yeah. Now, if someone he tavel and said, "Oh, I forgot to make a bracha." He doesn't make a bracha, right? But if he traveled one and he has a few more, he can make a bracha. Yeah. If he's not sure, what's that? I made a bracha? No, I don't remember. He doesn't make a bracha.
Can we say that the traveling is more important than the bracha?
What?
You can use it after that without the bracha.
Of course.
So then the traveling is more important than the
bracha. All the mitzvahs, you yotze without even making a bracha. Tefillin, you put on tefillin without making a bracha, you yotze. Right? You put on Avirutam without making a bracha. Right? Put on Avirutam without making a bracha. If you eat matzah without making a bracha, you eat matzah. The mitzvah is to eat matzah. The mitzvah is not to make a bracha. Then do it. Then do it.
Avirutam is just
like
a custom. It's not a.
No, even if you put on mashi without making a bracha, you eat.
Yeah.
That's
going to have to say extra bracha.
For what?
Still not.
Yeah. So what?
I didn't say one bracha.
What?
What?
Why are you saying this?
I'm saying, it matters.
You're saying without any bracha.
There you'll say the second, you say it's 2 weeks hot. You haven't said one.
Okay.
There you'll say the second one, that's any
No, they can just say that one is covering both.
That's what they say, right?
They're more right than us because the second one we say Baruch Shem afterwards.
Right, now we're wrong.
What's the point? I know Ashkenazim we say only one go.
Yeah.
Okay. A few more halachot. Amadvil b'cheder she'en bo el hamikveh. If there's only a mikveh there, you make a bracha. But if there's people there and the people naked over there, you can't say Hashem's name when there's an elva there, right in front of you. And then you make a bracha outside. Let's say you have a big pot. I told you already, my friend, I saw he has a caterer. He bought a huge pot. Now he can't go to any kelim mikvah. There's no sea around there. What is he going to do? Go all the way to Tel Aviv? No, you don't have to. He went, he asked the rabbi, is this kosher for the hotel? Yeah, good. I want a table here. He said, okay, go in. But there's people naked over there. What are you supposed to do? You make the bracha outside. And without talking, you go as fast as possible to the water. And then you dip it over there.
You mean he's going to the ocean? enjoyably? I'm confused.
I said if someone has a kli and he wants to take it to the men's mikvah to tevel it, and it's kosher, let's say, the men's mikvah.
Right.
But there's people naked, he can't make a bracha in front of them. Therefore, he puts a bracha outside and goes as fast as possible to the water and dips it in.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Good. Now, if a person itself is naked, sorry, he himself is naked, he wants to put, then he can't make a bracha. But if someone next to him is naked, he can't make a bracha at all. When could a person naked make a bracha? We said already. Right? If he's in the water, and the water is not clear, he moves it around, so it's not clear. And his heart is not seeing the elbow. If the heart is above the water, the heart and the elbow is in the water, then, and he has a head cover, then he can make a bracha, like we said. Or if he's all in the water, also he can hug himself. He hugs himself, then also the elbow, not seeing the heart. Heart not seeing the elbow. And then he can make a bracha. So we have to have a head cover. Always. You can make Hashem's name, and have a head cover. You have to be careful. Not to stop. Not to make a hefsek, a break between making the bracha and the first kli going into the water. If you talk, you spoke, I've got Kareem, pass me the cup please, make a bracha again. Like a motzi, like all the brachas, you must make the bracha and do the action immediately. What?
You have it yourself, you have
to have
a kli.
And then what?
Where's the kli?
No, so you don't have the kli in there. No, but you don't talk.
Have
sex talking. Yeah. The kli has to be all in the water at once. Okay? Even if it's a big kli.
So you said you could have a pot and turn it over and then do the other.
No, I'm not a big pot. Hagalat kelim. Something completely different. Mikvah is when the whole body is in the water. You could also, let's say it's deep, the water, right? Deep, how do you get down there now? It's a big well, big pit, you can't go in there. You could take a rope and tie it, not tight, loosely, make like a loop. Don't make it tight around the handle, for example. Make it loose around the handle. A tight knot, but loose around the handle. You understand what I'm saying? It's tight, so it doesn't fall there, but loose around the handle, so the water gets everywhere. Also good. Or a vessel in a vessel, also good. Yeah? As long as the water is like, get between. Oh, sure. Okay. So, that's good for today. Chayah will be Eve, that's Hashem. Everyone will go do an hour in Gulu, Dalam Yisrael. By the way, Shvi'at Zkenim you can do in the day or at night. No problem. Day or night, doesn't make a difference. Just make sure that if you do it at night, that you see what you're doing. For sure, the whole thing is in the water.